Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Northland has dried out a bit. There's not too much mud and grass is still growing. There's really been no settled frost at all. That's good and bad. Farmers like to have the frosts early because they need the tropical kikuyu to stop growing to let the ryegrass and clovers come through. It's been super wet around Pukekohe. There's been a total of 205 millimetres since the end of May. Growers took the opportunity of a dryish Thursday to plant or sow their crops despite soil conditions remaining wet and heavy. Early onion crops are now above ground and competing with uncontrolled weeds.
Waikato is floating after having 5 months of extremely dry conditions. Between 300 and 400 millimetres has fallen in the past 3 weeks. A dairy farmer we caught up with said it's just winter and farming, but he's gone through 2 weeks of extra feed in the past fortnight to keep his cows well fed. Bay of Plenty's also had a lot of rain, making the final couple of days harvesting kiwi fruit very stop-start. The crop's 8% lower than early forecasts, which means export tray numbers will be similar to last year, rather than 15 million more. About 60% of the crop's been exported. Earlier in the week, horrendous winds meant there wasn't an upright rubbish bin in sight at Ohopi.
River flats that flooded last week in parts of King Country are now drying out a bit. That hasn't happened for several years. Grass is trying to grow and ewes are being scanned, but it's too early for results. The weather's making it hard for shearers to get through second shear ewes. It's been cloudy and miserable for a shear milker in Taranaki. He moved farms earlier this month, and while the cows are dried off, he's doing a few repair jobs, fencing and getting the calf shed prepped for springtime. It hasn't been overly cold and there's still reasonable grass growth. Another farmer says the ground's saturated after all the showers and there's some pugging damage in all the wet.
Gisborne's over the rain, but veggie growers are pleased they missed the hail that hit some crops in Pukekohe and the lower North Island. It's wet underfoot and even small amounts of rain are making paddocks difficult to get onto. There'll be a shortage of lettuce and other salad crops for a while. Broccoli hasn't been quite so affected by rain, but the quality is only average, with rot affecting some heads. Supplies will be inconsistent over the next few weeks. Our grower says there'll still be good value vegetables if you look for the right product. It's been fairish weather for pruning this week at a Wairarapa vineyard. The region's wine growers have a WhatsApp group going to share labour around. The vintner we spoke to is excited about their upcoming release of new wines over Matariki. The wind returned with gusto at the end of the week.
Manawatu's been very wet, but it's more inconvenient than anything else. A consultant we spoke to says some farms are still overstocked. He says where clients have reduced numbers, they've seriously lifted per head performance, which is a much better way to go. Lots of trees are down after a wet and windy week in Horowhenua. Many farmers didn't have the grass cover they'd hoped for after the dry autumn, and now it's getting trampled into the ground. Some older farmers are feeling a bit beaten up with so many new regulations to deal with all at once, so are thinking about leaving farming.
Kitawai Ponamu across Cook Strait, and pruning's underway for apples and kiwi fruit. Kiwi fruit growers are still waiting for some good frost to get more leaves to drop. It's been wetter and warmer than normal. Apples are holding up well in cool stores, so good quality fruit is still available for export. Marlborough's had a finer week after two pretty wet ones. Temperatures are dropping, grapes are being pruned, and there seems to be enough labour for that. RSE workers are back filling vital roles.
On the west coast, it's chilly. The snow is back with a vengeance. It's very deep in the backcountry, probably down to at least 700 metres. Once the weather clears, which is meant to be next week, and turns easterly, there'll be some cracking frosts. Winter traditionally starts after the shortest day. Our farmer contact stopped milking a little earlier than normal, and he's pleased because he's got good feed ahead of his cows as a result. there have been good steady bull sales in North Canterbury and heavy money's being paid. Some are fetching up to the $20,000 mark, a lot getting $10,000. They'll head all over New Zealand to new pastures.
Central Otago saw some sun on Friday. There's snow around, but our farmer in Uturuhua says it's not winter yet. There's no permafrost and the sun's hot. He says you don't want to be driving in posts for fences because the ground is dry and hard. Normally it's frozen hard. This season it's still dry from autumn. There was blue sky in Southland on Friday, but like a lot of the country, it's been very wet. Over 100 millimetres fell at the start of the week. A sheep and beef farmer said he'd moved stock onto firmer, drier paddocks and off crops until things dry out. Cattle are moving off to the meatworks, he says, but it's still not the usual flow.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.